الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد We continue our studies in the book of التوحيد الذي هو حق الله على العبيد The book of التوحيد that which is the right of Allah عز وجل upon the servants We begin reading this morning بِعَوْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى بَابُ الدُّعَاءِ بَابُ الدُّعَاءِ إِلَى الشَّهَادَةِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ The chapter the author he has entitled Calling to the Shahada Making da'wah, propagation, invitation and calling to the people to the statement and to the testification of faith that there is nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. Babu du'a ila shahadati an la ilaha illallah. If we ponder over the tartib and the arrangement of the author and the chapters that have preceded this, we see the wisdom and this arrangement and how the author he has ordered these chapters with precision and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him success to put this arrangement in a very beneficial order. Each chapter is suitable for the one previously. If we see the author, he began Kitab al-Tawheed with an introduction, clarifying the right of Allah azza wa jal and the greatest commandment from the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal to worship Him alone. And that the reality is that all of the messengers they called to this commandment, first and foremost, calling to the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it's the greatest light, the greatest right of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that He should be worshipped alone with no partners. And then the author, he began the first chapter mentioning the virtue of Tawheed. And how it expiates the sins and how beneficial the Tawheed is for the individual in this life and in the hereafter and how a person's rank can be high and raised by that Tawheed in this life and in the hereafter Babu Fadli al-Tawheed the author he mentioned after mentioning the virtue of al-Tawheed so that the reader he will desire to obtain the Tawheed or to rectify the Tawheed or to have the Tawheed and make sure that it's good. Then likewise he mentioned the next chapter, the chapter of fulfilling the rights of Tawheed, to clarify that Tawheed, that statement, that Iman and that faith in the heart of a believer, it has a great virtue. But in order to attain or to have the weight of that statement, as it is meant, the proper benefit from that statement, one must fulfill the rights of Tawheed. And that statement can become deficient in the heart of a believer by leaving off some of those rights. So at this time, the believer, he will see the great right of Allah Azza wa Jal and the purpose from his creation. That's to worship Allah alone with no partners. To worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone with no partners. And likewise, the promise of the one who performs that, of entering paradise. And then the ranks and the status of those who enter paradise is not all on one same, not all on one level. Rather, some of them will enter paradise immediately with honor and respect, and others they will enter paradise, but first after being purified and cleansed in the hellfire and being punished. So when the believer he sees the virtue of a tawheed and the reality of a tawheed, and he strives to obtain that, rectifying himself by knowing the virtue of something, and plus that it's the greatest obligation, striving to fulfill it, hoping to fulfill those rights. And then the author, he mentioned after that, the chapter of being afraid of shirk. So this is from the completion of the knowledge of an individual, that whenever he learns about something in this deen, that he will gain knowledge, and he would increase in his understanding in the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he will strive to perfect that by application. He will strive to perfect that knowledge by application. he will obtain the knowledge of the Tawheed and the knowledge of the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, knowledge of the methodology of the Salaf, and then he will strive against his soul to perfect that and to master that by application. To perfect that and to master that by application. And then likewise, if he learned about the virtue of this affair and the greatness of that Iman and Tawheed in the life of a believer, he would be cautious from everything that would corrupt that or cause a deficiency. In this manner, a believer, he has completed himself in this life. And this is from the completeness of an individual, that he would learn what is incumbent upon him and apply it. That he would learn what is an obligation, what are the obligations upon him, and he would comply to that, and he would apply that in his life. In this manner, an individual will become rectified and upright. He will be upon the straight path by obtaining knowledge of the commandments and knowledge of the prohibitions, knowledge of the Sirat al-Mustaqim, knowledge of the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in this manner, he can rectify himself by applying that knowledge, and he will be upright. But from the completion of this, after a person, he finds something that is very beneficial and good. And the greatest benefit and good is to be a sincere slave to Allah Azza wa Jal. And he wouldn't suffice with himself at this time from the completeness of his certainty and his Iman, and from his yaqeen, that what he is upon is the correct ways, that he would invite others, and he would call others to that good that he has found. That he wouldn't stop with himself, rather after completing himself and learning that which is incumbent upon himself first and foremost, and then complying to that and applying that in his life, then he will see the virtue of the Tawheed and its effects and its fruits in his life. And then after that, he will start with those near to him, trying to help them likewise to have this khayr that he has found, to have this goodness that he has found. So this is the way the author, he has arranged these chapters in this manner, like this. First, with the opening, clarifying the obligation of Tawheed, and it's the greatest commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the opposite of that is the greatest prohibition, shirk. And that this is the greatest right of Allah Azza wa Jal, and all of the messengers, they call to Tawheed first and foremost. And then he mentioned the virtue of a Tawheed, so that and يُحَبِّبُ إِلَى النَّاسِ التَّوْحِيدِ, he causing the people to love Tawheed and to like it and to want to learn more about it by learning the virtue of something. And then after that, mentioning the rights of Tawheed and how to fulfill it and how to complete it. And then likewise, to be afraid of that which would cause it to be deficient. At this time, the person, he becomes steadfast and upright upon the straight path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And now he will call others to that which he is upon. The author, he has made this arrangement similar to a chapter in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, a chapter that we all know, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ, very concise and brief chapter, yet it contains much, much benefit, especially with regards to the methodology of the life of a believer in this life, and what's incumbent upon him, and how he should act, and the way that he should traverse. And if we were to look and to ponder over the lives of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will see that they are upon that way. That chapter is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wal Asr. Innal insana lafi khusr. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilus salihat. Wa tawasaw bil haqq. Wa tawasaw bis sabr. That Allah Azza wa Jal, he began with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. That he swears by the time, Allah Azza wa Jal, he swore wal asr, swearing by the time all throughout the ages. Allah Azza wa Jal, he created the time, and the time, the night and the daytime. This is from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, and from the signs of his power, and from the signs of his wisdom and his knowledge, that each day and night comes rapidly in succession, yet every day it's a new day, and the deeds of today are not the deeds of yesterday. And in the end, those deeds that were done in those days and those nights, they will be held accountable, and the people will be judged. This is from the power of Allah Azza wa Jal, from His wisdom and from His decree, from His ability to do all things, that He has set the night and the day in alternation. He swears by this, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal asr. Swearing by this about the fact that the human being, he is in loss. Innal insana lafi khusr. That all mankind, all of them, كل الإنسان يعني كل الناس في خسر. نعم الله عز وجل, he mentioned that they are all in loss, in a state of loss, all of them. He didn't say هم خاسرون, they are losers, but they are in a state of loss, like they are inside loss, engulfed in it. Everyone is losing. Even if we think about our lives right now, it's getting shorter, we're getting closer to that day. We're losing time. Don't waste your time, brother. Don't waste your time, sister. You're getting closer to that day that you will meet Allah Azza wa Jal. You're getting closer to that day that you will meet Allah Azza wa Jal. Everybody is losing. But everybody is a true loser, meaning losing their soul, except for those who Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except for those who believe. And those who have knowledge, and knowledge of Tawheed. They believe in Allah Azza wa Jal and His oneness. And they believe in Allah Azza wa Jal and His names and His attributes and His lordship. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe in Allah Azza wa Jal that He is the only one who's worthy of worship. And everything that's worship besides Him is falsehood. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And then after that they comply and they apply that knowledge. They apply that knowledge in themselves and they begin to work their righteous deeds. The fruits of that knowledge, the fruits of that iman and that tawheed in their heart causes them to act accordingly. Causes them to act accordingly. Seeking the pleasure of the one who they believe in. Seeking the pleasure of the one who they have deified and who they love, their creator, their disposer, the one who provides for them. Worshipping him alone and seeking his pleasure by doing their righteous deeds. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. In this manner, the ulama, they mentioned that a person, he now becomes upright. He himself will be upon the straight path. How will a believer get on the straight path? By learning about iman and what is incumbent to know from the iman and the pillars of iman, and learning about al-Islam and the pillars of al-Islam, and then applying that. Learning the commandments and the prohibitions of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and then applying that in his life. In this manner, he becomes salih. The individual, he becomes salih. يُصْلِحُ نَفْسَهُ بِالْعِلْمِ وَأَمَلِ. يُصْلِحُ نَفْسَهُ بِالْعِلْمِ وَالْعَمَلِ. That he will rectify his own soul. He will rectify himself by learning the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal and the deen of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, by learning the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then following that, seeking the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal, he becomes upright himself. But at that time, a believer, he wouldn't stop, and his iman wouldn't truly be complete, and his tawheed would not be complete entirely until after that he calls others and he invites others. وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned the third trait. وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ. It didn't stop there. Everybody's in loss except for those who gather forth affairs. Everybody's in إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Is in loss except for those who gather forth affairs. The first two with regards to oneself. The first two with regards to oneself in order to be upright, to free himself from loss and from destruction, that he would learn and believe in Allah Azza wa Jalla and his Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and in his deen, and have knowledge about that in detail, and then comply to that and apply that in his life. In this manner, he'll be upright. After that, he will advise the rest of the people, calling those who are near to him and those who are near to him from his family members and those in his house, in his household, from his neighbors, and from those who he has a relationship with, and that will listen to him. And the likes like this, he will begin calling them. وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ. Calling one another, advising one another mutually with the truth, the Muslims and the non-Muslims. In this manner, he becomes upright. And also he is able to be a means for others to become upright. He becomes upright himself. صَالِحٌ فِي نَفْسِهِ مُصْلِحٌ لِلْآخَرِينَ. He'll be upright in himself, and then he will be able to rectify others. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. And then likewise, they would command each other to be patient upon that way. This is the way of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the way of the Salaf al-Salih, that they spent their life learning. They spent their life learning. Learning about the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, learning about the Qur'an and the meanings of the Qur'an. Learning about the tafasir of the Qur'an and the ahkam of the Qur'an. Learning about the regulations, the halal of the Qur'an and the haram of the Qur'an. It's mentioned that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he read the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the whole thing, and asked him about the verses. It was mentioned his student Mujahid after him, he read the whole Quran to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, the whole Quran from the beginning to the end, asking of the verses. This is how they spent their life, studying the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, reciting it in the daytime and the nighttime, seeking the reward and seeking guidance from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, seeking steadfastness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his religion, and learning the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learning the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then applying that in their life and calling others, advising one another upon that way until death, advising one another upon that way, and to be patient upon that way, until they die upon that path. This is the path of the successful, and this is the way of the as-salaf as-salih, that they will comply to this. This is the way of the author likewise here, and this is the way he is teaching, and he has arranged this book in this manner. So he has mentioned here, Babu ad-du'a ila shahadati an la ilaha illallah. Very suitable in this order like this. Now the person, he learned tawheed and he's able to comply to it and to apply it in his life. He has rectified himself, and he knows about shirk likewise, so he can stay away from it. He can be cautious, he can keep his deen upright, he can keep his heart safe from deviation and from sin and transgression, learning about tahqiq al-tawheed, to fulfill the rights of tawheed. And the likes like this, now after that, he's upright, he starts calling the people. He starts calling the people, inviting them to that good that he has found. If we imagine somebody who has, for example, sometimes we have maybe some good food, something from the dunya, some good food like some sweets. He tastes it, it's very tasty. He's not happy and truly satisfied until he lets somebody else taste it. Come, brother, you have to try to taste this. You have to taste this cake, it's very delicious. Taste it like this. Many times some food or a drink, you taste something, somebody will taste something or experience something. Oh, man, this is very good. Here, try this, taste this. I want you to taste this. And this is something that is known, that whenever a person, he finds some goodness in the dunya, that he wants his brother or his family, his wife, his children, try this out, this is very beneficial. Try this out, this is very good. Like this, this is from the affairs of the dunya. So how about the affairs of the hereafter? The greatest of the affairs, the greatest sweetness, the greatest taste, the greatest joy and delight, the delight of the heart, the sweetness that is found in the heart, the sweetness of al-Iman, the sweetness of al-Ikhlas, the sweetness of being humble and submissive to Allah Azza wa Jal. When he puts that in the heart of the believer, this is the best thing in the life. And the best thing in the life of a believer, that he will have sincere faith in his heart. So whenever he tastes that sweetness, he can't stop and help it, except that he would want others to taste it likewise. From his brothers in Islam, or to his family, and to his friends, and to his tribesmen, and the people in his land. So he will begin to call and to invite to Islam. It's incumbent upon every Muslim to call to Allah Azza wa Jal according to the knowledge that they have, according to their ability. The ulama, they call to Allah Azza wa Jal with knowledge. They call to Allah Azza wa Jal with clarification. They call to Allah Azza wa Jal with basira, with clarification of the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal and his signs, and likewise with his proofs and his Quran. And they call to Allah Azza wa Jal by clarifying the sunnah, the ulama. But not everybody has that rank and that ability. But that doesn't mean they're exempt from calling to Allah Azza wa Jal. Others, they can call to Allah Azza wa Jal with their wealth. Others can call to Allah Azza wa Jal with their manners. They know something that's incumbent, obligation. And they can call to Allah Azza wa Jal with the means that they have. Maybe somebody, he's not a great scholar, but he has some money, he can buy a book. And he can spread the book. He can buy books and hand out books. Like this, he can be a means to spread the da'wah. Check for some authentic work and call and spread to that. Even today, the doors of da'wah are wide open for those with the phones. How you can spread a good word just with the click of a button. Narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the likes, from the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal with the correct explanation from a reliable scholar, and the likes like this, spreading the da'wah according to one's ability. Spreading the da'wah according to one's ability. You'll find that maybe when he didn't have knowledge, but if he had wealth, he can pay for someone to go seek knowledge. He can pay for that person where you can buy them books, where you can buy the students books, where you can help the students. Oh, there's many different ways. And then in that manner, he's still helping the da'wah. And then every khayr or goodness that that student called to, then that person who aided him or provided for him will have a share in that. Will have a share in that. So then the people they will call to da'wah, or the Muslims, they should call to Allah Azza wa Jalla according to their ability. The one who has knowledge, he calls with his knowledge. The one who has wealth, then he aids the da'wah with his wealth. And the one who has, for example, maybe he doesn't have wealth or knowledge of the deen, but he has knowledge of, for example, computers. So he can aid the callers and the people in this manner by the science that he is good at. And he can make the websites for them, and he can aid them and support them. Everyone according to his ability. Everyone according to his ability. They work together to call Allah to Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. They mutually command one another to be patient. This is the way. بَابُ الدُّعَى. يعني بَابُ الدُّعَى meaning بَابُ الدَّعْوَى. بَابُ الدَّعْوَى. This is the chapter of calling. Calling to shahada and la ilaha illallah. Shahada and la ilaha illallah. هذه كلمة الإخلاص. كلمة التوحيد. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam he called to. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam he called to. He called to the statement la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Kalimatul ikhlas. Qulu la ilaha illallah tufrihu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say this in the markets to the people. Oh man, oh people, ya you and nas. Qulu la ilaha illallah. Say it. Believe it. In your hearts, tufrihu, you'll be successful. This is the call of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Babu ad-du'a ila shahadati and la ilaha illallah. And kalimatul ikhlas wa kalimatul tawheed, shahada and la ilaha illallah, that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. La ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. La ma'buda haqqun illallah. There's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. Except for Allah. Kalimatun azimatun. This is an amazing and a great statement, the heaviest statement, the greatest statement, and the greatest dua, the greatest supplication, and the greatest dhikr. And the greatest means to call on Allah Azza wa Jal is to mention his right to be worshipped. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. There's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. The true statement. The statement of truth. It stands upon two pillars. It stands upon two pillars. La ilaha illallah. هذه الكلمة تقوم على ركنين عظيمين. It stands on two pillars. Who knows what they are? النفي والإثبات. أحسنتم أحسنتم. النفي والإثبات. نعم. هذه الكلمة تقوم على ركنين. النفي والإثبات. نفي عام لجميع ما يعبد من دون الله. وإثبات خاص لله تعالى وحده. العبادة لله وحده سبحانه وتعالى. It stands and established, and there's no tawheed except for by establishing these two pillars, negation and affirmation. Negation and affirmation. This is how the tawheed is established. There's no tawheed except with negation and affirmation. There's no tawheed except with negation and affirmation. An all-inclusive negation. Negation, all-encompassing, general. Negating everything. Negating everything that's worship besides Allah. Everything, big and small. Big and small. Everything. Everything that's worship besides Allah is negated. It's negated. The sun, the moon, the stars, the angels, the prophets, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of all prophets, everything that's worth anything that would be worshipped besides Allah azza wa jal, the right to be worshipped is negated from that. It's not worthy of worship. It's not worthy of worship. And then a specific affirmation that Allah, He's the one who's worthy of worship. That Allah, He's the one who's worthy of worship. Nothing whatsoever is worthy of worship at all besides Allah, except Allah azza wa jal. This is the meaning of the statement, La ilaha illallah. To negation and affirmation. A general negation, all-encompassing, negating the right to be worshipped from everything besides Allah Azza wa Jal, and affirming it. Affirming the right to be worshipped for Allah alone. This is the meaning of the statement, La ilaha illallah. This is what the chapter is entitled, the call. The call to the shahada, and La ilaha illallah. And this is the best way. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُوا قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, and who is better in His statement than the one who calls to Allah Azza wa Jal And he says that, and he works righteous deeds, and he says that, verily, I'm from the Muslims. And he meaning nobody is better than that. This is the best, the highest status, and the highest rank in this life is to be from those who believe in Allah Azza wa Jal and work righteous deeds and call others to this. This is the highest rank and the highest status. This is the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, it's the way and the concern of all of the prophets, the best of mankind, the chosen and the ones who have been chosen and selected by Allah Azza wa Jal to be those who convey His message to mankind. Their occupation and their concern is that they would clarify the haqq and the truth to the people. This is the way of all of the messengers. This is the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all of the messengers. So, who is better in statement than the one who calls to Allah Azza wa Jalla and he works righteous deeds? Meaning no one is better. No one is better in statement than the one who calls to Allah Azza wa Jalla and he works righteous deeds. And he says, verily, I'm from the Muslims. He says, verily, I'm from the Muslims. This is the way of all of the prophets. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned about the messengers. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَى قَوْمِهِ فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَّهٍ غَيْرُ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said that verily we have sent Nuh to his people. And he called his people, he said, oh my people, worship Allah, you have no true God besides him. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned, وَلَعَادٍ أَخَاهُ هُودًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَّهٍ غَيْرُ. Likewise about Ad, they sent, Allah Azza wa Jal, he sent Hud. What did he call to? The same thing. يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَّهٍ غَيْرُ. Oh my people, worship Allah. You have no God besides Him. You have no true God besides Him. This is the statement, La ilaha illallah. U'budu Allah. This is affirmation. Ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. You have no true God besides Him. This is negation. All of them, they call to the same statement. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Here we have Nuh. Then we have Hud. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned, وَذْكُرْ أَخَا عَادٍ إِذْ أَنْذَرَ قَوْمَهُ بِالْأَحْقَافِ وَقَدْ خَالَتِ النُّذُرُ وَقَدْ خَالَتِ النُّذُرُ إِلَى الرُّسُلِ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهِ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Likewise, the call of Hud again, he calls the people that you should not worship anyone except for Allah. وَلِثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. Likewise, Allah, He sent to Thamud Salih. What did He call them to? He said, oh my people, worship Allah. You have no true God besides Him. He called them to the Shahada and La ilaha illallah. He called them to the Shahada and La ilaha illallah. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned about Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَإِبْرَاهِيم إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ. And likewise, Ibrahim, whenever he said to his people, worship Allah and fear Him. Worship Allah and fear Him. So this is the way. This is the way of all of the Anbiya and the messengers and all of the prophets. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned about Shu'ayb, وَإِلَى مَدْيَنْ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَّهٍ غَيْرُ. They all had the same call. All of the messengers, they called to Shahada and La ilaha illallah. All of the prophets, from the first of them to the last of them, they called to Shahada and La ilaha illallah. This is the way of the prophets and the messengers. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ أو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned that verily we did not send any messenger before you, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ, except that we reveal to him. We have not sent any messenger before you except that we reveal to him. أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. That there's nothing worthy of worship except for me, so worship me alone. So worship me alone. So this is the way of the messengers, and this is the best way. The way of rectifying oneself and becoming upright in oneself, and then after that, not sufficing with that, but rather calling, inviting others to the rectification of the soul, to the purification of the soul, to establishing the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jalla in their life and in the land, to spreading the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, لا إله إلا الله, calling to that khair and calling to that goodness. And this is the way of the successful, and this is the way of the strangers. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in the narration that these are the ghuraba, that they are the strangers. الَّذِينَ يَسْلُحُونَ إِذَا فَسَدَ النَّاسِ. Who are the strangers? Who are the strangers? those who have been promised the paradise. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned about them, they're the ones who rectify themselves whenever the people are corrupt. They're the ones who rectify themselves. They'll be upright whenever the people become corrupt. And another narration has been narrated, أَلَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسِ مِنْ سُنَّتِي. Those who rectify that which the people have corrupted from my sunnah. So the way that is good, and the way that a person, he would become from the highest ranks, or he would traverse to the highest ranks in this life, is to be from those who rectify themselves, and then they aid and support their brothers in Islam to rectify themselves, and they call likewise the rest of the people to the straight path, calling the rest of the people to the straight path. This is what Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned. He says in his book, the author, he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, وَقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. The author, he mentioned the first proof and evidence for this, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He said, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my path. This is my path. I call to Allah upon insight. I call to Allah upon insight, me and those who follow me. And glorified is Allah, and I'm not from the polytheists. Inshallah, and next week we'll take the verse and the rest of the evidences. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.